It is time for What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's wandering, roaming, roving reporter. Hey, Ruth, what's going on out there? What is going on out there?
Mm.
Did it stop raining yet?
It's drizzling here. I just can't win. I can't hang my laundry out.
That's exactly, you know, that not enough people talk about pegging laundry out and what, like, and how frustrating it is in
Yes. Zap. And people say, oh, you still do that?
Well,
yeah, I'm old fashioned enough.
Haven't you been listening to Berkshire Style? They've talked about this the last 2 weeks, how people are finding this to devalue their properties and all. They're making those clotheslines illegal in many places. So that's the answer.
Anyone,
well, I know. And some of these
clothesline illegal needs to come talk to me.
Home associations, you're not allowed to do that.
Well,
you know,
there you go.
Fortunately, home associations, I love this. This is my pet. Fortunately, home associations are illegal, and they will be finding this out along the way. So.
All right. Well, nonetheless, there are many towns that have ordinances on the books that say no clotheslines. Get yourself
better not happen here.
Get yourself a dryer and hook it up to fossil fuel.
Mm-hmm. No, it's electric.
Let's start in Canaan. There was a lovely ceremony on Saturday for Bunny McGuire. The selectmen, spawned by the idea from Dolores Parati, passed a motion to name the Lawrence Field the Bunny McGuire Park. The field is Lawrence Field, but it's going to be called the Bunny McGuire Park, the pavilion, and all the other attributes of that place. If for those who don't know, it's right on Route 44, across from McDonald's. It's a recreational area that's been there for many years. Bunny gave, in her speech, gave a history of Lawrence Field. But it was it was raining, but fortunately people could congregate under the pavilion, and it was a large, large crowd. Bunny is a beloved citizen of the community, and they listed on and on and on all the groups and organizations she belongs to. She was at one time the executive secretary to the principal at Housatonic, and so there were many, many connections. And Catherine Boughton spoke. She's the historian of the town and knows Bunny well. And Norma DeMay, the librarian at Douglas Library, spoke because Bunny is very active there. So kudos, and again, it was just a very nice day.
Did anybody ask the question that must be on everybody's lips? Is Bunny? Bunny is obviously, and always has been, her nickname. Does anyone know what her real name is?
Clementine.
What?
Clementine.
Okay.
Yes.
That explains Bunny.
Oh, my darling.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my darling.
I did not know that in all the years I've known her, many, many years,
but
like you Ruth.
I haven't known her since the first baby.
No, I just assume they call somebody Bunny. I mean, come on, look, they name people all kinds of weird things today. So Bunny sounds perfectly normal.
And it fits for her because she is like an Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, it's going
yes,
and going.
Her name is Clementine.
Name first?
Yeah, that list of hers has got to be miles long.
It is. Beautification and alumni and historical society and library and you name it, she's on it. The Railroad Museum, yeah. So, as I say, very nice tribute to her. And there's a lovely archway now that proclaims Bunny McGuire Park.
Oh, wonderful. I was going to ask you if they put a monument or something up. That's great.
Yep, there's an archway and a sign. So.
Fantastic.
And once again, the cool bit is there's a pavilion.
Yes, yeah. And yesterday I was down with the dogs at Lime Rock Park, the Little Guild's annual Country Mutt Show, as always, filled with dogs and people. I don't know how many dogs there were, but they're, this is money, you know, a function to raise money for Little Guild of the animal shelter in Cornwall.
How is their construction coming? Was there any news of that?
I asked the board chairman, Karen Doblin, she said they're eyeing it being ready and open by the end of the year. So if you go by, you can see it's getting there. It looks like they're moving along. They are, as you know, currently housed in trailers at Footfield, but everybody's been very cooperative and it's working out well. And so at this Mutt Show, they have the animals going through all sorts of events and tricks and, you know, contests, best kisser, best tail wagger, best, it looks most like its owner and so forth. This year's judges were Richard Schlesinger, who, you know, is a CBS, retired CBS guy from Cornwall, as along with Scott Haney, the meteorologist from Channel 3 News.
So we're doing high CBS here, huh?
So, and then it just it was filled with animal lovers. Need I say more?
No. It's a great event, and it's a really good idea. And what is this one? Their third or their fourth? Anyway, it's caught on, and wouldn't it? Because you're doing best tail wagger and dog who looks most like your owner, its owner, and there's no person who won't relate, and it's called the Great Country Mutt Show. I mean, there's nothing. There's really, this is one of those things that. Almost impossible.
It's like a show thing where you don't have to have a show dog. It's just for the normal dogs.
Right.
However, we stayed home in protest, I and the cats, because we're tired of cats being left out of these things.
you know, Mike, we actually know that you run a cat best in show.
Well, maybe you ought to start one, Mike.
I guess
the
I'm going to have to.
Great Country Cat Show?
We've got.
And I think we'll have it at Mike's house.
One that's kind of a cross with a Maine Coon, two black ones, and an orange cat.
Wow.
Formerly owned by Marshall Miles.
Wow.
He came to our house
and everything else.
Yeah,
right?
We got chinchillas and hamster. No hamsters.
You don't have
a
hamster. Oh,
guinea pigs, two rats. And a mouse, a brown and white mouse.
Because the daughter collects rats.
We did have five cats, but a couple of months ago, our dear Shadow passed away.
But
he had lived out a full life, and unfortunately, he got really complicated at the very end, and we had to say goodbye. But
so you have four now?
We have four now, wow.
And he won't get another
menagerie.
We're trying to shrink now. We're trying to downsize. As we get older, you know how everybody does it. You downsize.
That's right.
Not all
so
of us.
We're throwing out the kid and everything else. Just downsizing.
This past week, we also had the National Honor Society induction at the high school. Always a nice, beautiful ceremony. Candlelight, all of these youngsters who, high achievers, high volunteers, civic-minded kids, are inducted. There were 29 juniors, I think, and one senior. Of course, the seniors from last year. And the guest speaker was our superintendent, Melanie Brady Shanley, and they always induct honorary members, and this year they brought in Katie Wood, who is the administrative assistant at the school. She is retiring at the end of this month, and Julie Lang, the executive secretary, who will be retiring in the near future. And so they were named. They're both graduates of the school, and Ian Strever, the principal, gave a beautiful tribute to them, talking about how they are the glue that holds the schools together. So very, very nice ceremony and very well done. There was the Grange annual rummage sale and plant sale in Sharon this weekend. That's always an interesting event. The plants are donated by an anonymous person. We don't never know who, so they are kept at a low price, and people line up well before the opening, standing there waiting for the bell to go off or whatever. And the Grange is one of the last Granges around. It they raise a little bit of money for to do certain things, but you know, the Grange at one point was in every town and very important. Started out, you know, as an agricultural organization, and it's morphed into others. But so this Grange covers, I believe, it's Kent, Cornwall, Sharon, and maybe one other town. Anyway, it was a very well-attended, popular event. And we have coming up this week all the graduations. All the elementary schools will be holding graduations. I believe it's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then the high school will be Friday. Interestingly enough, this year's class, well, it's always been out on the Oval, as you well know, Mike. You probably graduated outside.
We did, yes. Yeah. In fact, it was in a day when there was actually a streaker appeared and ran across the road behind everybody.
Year.
That was our year, yes. That was the top thing of the graduation.
Yes, of course. They're still talking about that.
That's right.
Then a couple of years ago, they decided to put up a tent because they felt it would, you know, assure everybody could get under a tent were it to rain instead of putting people into the gym. However, last year they had to go in the gym because of thunder showers. This class wanted to do away with the tent. They want to go back to the old way, everyone sitting on the lawn with the dignitaries standing, you know, sitting up on the stairs, on the porch there. So that's what it's going to be. So no tent this year, just out in the open.
We're going to cross our fingers for good weather.
We are going to cross. It's only Saturdays. Usually Fridays are okay. So, and it's always interesting to see who the guest speakers are and who gets the awards. And so we're winding down the school year and revving up summer. We have the Kent Fireman's Ball coming up this weekend, and that's always a very popular event, and lots of other things. So you must have stuff on agenda.
Now, for the more inclusive pet thing in Norfolk on Friday at 6:30 p.m., this is the 5th annual Pet Parade.
Oh.
And they're giving out categories for best trick, best costume, judge's favorite, best dashing duo for all pets and their owners who come decked out as a pair. I emphasize all pets. That's my second editorial for the day, because the cats and I can't forget FM here in the studio, we all protest these dog things.
No, you don't. Anything else going on that you'd like to throw in, Mike?
Throw in? I just don't know.
Well,
it's been one of those mornings. I went to the kitchen 3 times to get a napkin. Third time was the charm. I actually came back with it.
Well, that's, you remember it.
I did.
While you were getting your napkin, the cat that you didn't mention, Mars, here.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Something right off the... I just heard the most god-awful crash, so I'm going to have to go investigate as soon as Ruth is over. So, Ruth.
Ruth, do you have any pets while we're at that? No pets?
No pets.
No pets?
No. We have some allergies here, so.
Oh, sorry to hear that, because pets are actually
quite
cool.
We got grandkids by the galore.
Yep. We do have the neighbor's cat, Ralph, who comes to visit us. So,
well, there you
where
go.
Everybody starts sneezing. That's good.
Yeah.
A lot of neighborhoods have visiting cats that roam around to the different houses. It's you know, cats are smart. You
cats
know.
Have routes. They know where to go.
That's right. They have
very
routes and know.
Interesting exchange on the Cornwall community chat, whatever you call, about letting cats roam or not. Should they be indoors, or should they to prevent them from eating birds because of the declining population, or should they be allowed to roam?
Farm cats typically roam, and they stay to their territory. I know a lot of us, we have house cats because our reasoning is that there are horrible people going down Route 44 that will run over anything
Not
that
just
they
that.
See.
I think and, that they've, you know, for what it's worth, and again, disclaimer, I have different views on different studies, but it has been, I think, definitively shown that an indoor cat's lifespan, just because of not just predators, well, four-wheeled predators, four-wheeled, that's a Kate again, predator, four-wheeled predators as well as four-legged ones that, you know.
Yeah, well, we domesticated them. They're less able to live out in the wild anyway.
The percentage right. of
exactly.
The thing that concerns me, and I think most people have given this up on their indoor cats, but that's the idea of declawing them, which
right.
is just,
yeah.
that's like me coming and ripping your fingernails
no,
out.
No, that went out of fashion.
That's
I,
right.
I
just have an old
that went out of fashion 40 years ago.
Just have an old couch in your house or, you know, old furniture, because we cat owners know we can't buy new furniture.
No, that would be pointless.
It would be pointless and irritating. So.
And no rugs. Okay, or new rugs.
no fuzzy rugs. So mm-hmm. anyway, we've turned Ruth's show into animal advocacy and pet wars. And
yes, you have.
Never know where this is going.
That's
all right.
Right. And that's the great fun about it, isn't it?
Yes.
So now
we
I
wander.
Guess,
that's
yeah.
why we're wandering.
Well,
yes.
Now I hear Jill is chomping at the bit.
I have to go find out what broke.
Chomping at the bit to get us on out of here, right? So it's yours.
We just added horses, which we love too.
There you go.
All right,
we love
you,
our horses.
This has been, no, we greatly appreciate it. Mike, we greatly appreciate you. We greatly appreciate everybody. And this has been What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein. Robinhood Radio's roving, wandering, I'm running out of action words, reporter on Robinhood Radio.